I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. As politicians continue to navigate the historic diplomatic thaw in relations between the U.S. and Cuba, musicians from both countries say they're looking forward to more artistic exchange. A bass instructor at the University of Connecticut recently brought together two Cuban musicians for an informal concert in New York City. They hadn't seen each other for more than a decade. About 50 people are gathered in a loft in Lower Manhattan, where bassist Greg August is performing with a conga player and two singers, who are also masters of the Cuban tres, an instrument similar to the guitar, but with three sets of double strings tuned to the same pitch. Speaking during a break, August remembers meeting tres player Juan de la Cruz Antomarchi, better known as Coto, on his first trip to Cuba in the late 1990s.
And his music and his whole personality kind of seduced me, so to speak, in a way, musically, of course. And I maintained contact with him on my subsequent trips. I've been back to Cuba 6 times total. And while I was in New York playing this music, I met Pablo Moya.
The elder tresero, Pablo Moya, left Cuba 14 years ago and has been working in bands and orchestras in the city. He'd last seen Coto when he was a talented young kid who'd watch Moya's band at gigs in Havana.
Very young, 11, 12, 14. I played with my band and Coto always watching. The pianista, the conga, the bass.
August helped to bring Coto, now considered one of Cuba's most revered tres players, to New York City in April, and arranged for the two musicians to reconnect. Their impromptu performance took place in a loft above the string instrument repair shop of David Gage.
I heard them rehearse early, and they were joking around, no, this is my idea how to play the song, this is my idea. They came together in the middle. It's just wonderful to see that whole transaction. They're just so warm.
Gage regularly travels to Cuba to restore and repair musical instruments. Coto said it was a special night, having the chance to reconnect with musicians like Pablo Moya that he'd known as a child in Cuba.
Hay algunos músicos como Pablo Moya que yo lo conozco desde Cuba.
I've learned so much from Pablo and Coto.
Bassist Greg August.
I owe a lot to them both for inspiration and all kinds of things.
August is Juilliard trained and teaches both classical and jazz bass at UConn. He's a member of the Arturo O'Farrell Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra and arranged and the band recorded a piece featuring Coto on the tres. The band performs this summer at the Newport Jazz Festival. Greg August will also perform with Pablo Moya later this month at the Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival at Mass MoCA. Diane Orson, WNPR News. Thank you.